From Washington, this is VOA News. An update on Ebola vaccine testing for West African nations. Reports of chlorine gas used by the group calling itself the Islamic State. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. A high-level meeting on Ebola vaccines has ended with an agreement to fast-track the testing and deployment of vaccines in three Western African nations struggling to control the epidemic. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Clinical trials of two promising candidate vaccines are underway in the United States, United Kingdom, and Mali. Similar trials will soon begin in Switzerland, Germany, Gabon, and Kenya. World Health Organization Assistant Director General Marie-Paul Kini says plans for trials to begin in Liberia are at the most advanced stage. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
There are now a series of reports saying the group calling itself the Islamic State is using chlorine gas bombs against Iraqi security forces in their fight to grab more territory. U.S. officials reportedly are now investigating the reports. According to various accounts in U.S. and Iraqi media, the militants detonated the gas with homemade bombs, unleashing streams of yellow smoke in an assault on Iraqi police last month near Balad, just north of Baghdad. A Chadian official says he expects Nigeria's deal with militant group Boko Haram to free more than 200 kidnapped girls will go through despite the apparent breakdown of a ceasefire. According to Reuters news agency, that official says Nigeria and Boko Haram have verbally agreed to a series of points, including the release of the schoolgirls and of jailed Boko Haram fighters. There is no precise estimate of when that release could happen. More on all these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Provisional results from Mozambique's elections show the ruling Frelimo party winning both the presidential and parliamentary contests. The results announced Friday show Frelimo presidential candidate Felipe Nyusi winning with 57% of the vote. In Iraq's Anbar province, there are varying reports on the advancement of the group calling itself the Islamic State. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
After losing ground on the eastern flank of the Euphrates River Thursday, Iraqi government forces are claiming to have stopped an Islamic State advance outside of Anbar province's second largest city of Fallujah. Arab media reported Islamic State militants attacked outlying areas of Fallujah on three sides Thursday, but were repelled by members of the Abu Isa tribe. Arabiya TV reported 100 Islamic State militants were killed. VOA could not confirm the number. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday denounced the United States for what he said was trying to rule the world. Speaking in the southern Russian city of Sochi, Mr. Putin said the so-called winners of the Cold War have overturned what he called the traditional world order of checks and balances. Instead, the Kremlin leader said Washington is trying to direct the world by unilateral diktat or decree, a favorite term of Moscow's during the Cold War. Doctors say Nina Pham, a U.S. nurse diagnosed with Ebola after caring for a Liberian patient, is now virus-free. Nina Pham, a nurse at a Dallas, Texas hospital that treated the first patient diagnosed with Ebola in the U.S., told reporters and supporters Friday that she is grateful for her recovery. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health said Friday she is cured of Ebola.
Our patient, Nina Pham, is free of Ebola virus. We know that because we have multiple determinations of her PCR. She has no virus in her. She feels well.
He said Pham was not given any experimental drugs while at NIH and said it is unclear why one Ebola patient recovers and another does not. In Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, at least 25 soldiers have been reported killed in a car bomb attack. Authorities in Egypt say more than 25 others were wounded in the incident, which targeted an army checkpoint and was carried out by suspected Islamic militants. No group has claimed responsibility for Friday's attack, the latest in a string of assaults against security forces in Egypt, most of them in Sinai. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.